welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Sheena and I'll be sharing some thoughts with you today. Today's passage is from Amos chapter 5, verses 21 to 24, where the prophet Amos speaks God's words, saying, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. I'm going to reread these words from The Message, which is Eugene Peterson's interpretation of the Bible in modern English. God says, I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me? Do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. These are hard-hitting words, particularly when we read them in the more modern setting. It's scarily easy to relate to them. God makes it very clear through Amos that he's not impressed by, in fact, he despises a religion which is all about doing the right things, ticking the boxes, going through the motions without being touched and transformed by the heart of God. In the same way, and in equally forceful terms, Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 27 to 28, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you're full of hypocrisy and wickedness. That's how strongly God sees it when we don't translate our meeting with him in worship into action towards the world he created, and particularly those within it who suffer through lack of justice and fair treatment. The Bible has a clear bias towards those who are marginalised and excluded. Apparently, I'm afraid I haven't checked, there are over 2,000 verses about justice, fair treatment and poverty. God is a God of social justice, and when we enter into true worship rather than the superficial, self-indulgent form described in the passage, we too can begin to see and feel the world from God's point of view, and from there justice, fairness and righteousness will flow. A famous quote attributed to Mahatma Gandhi says that the true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members. It's only when we stop being blinded by the frills and froth of religion which so breaks God's heart that we can begin to see his heart for those around us and act accordingly. In his famous I Have a Dream speech in 1963, Martin Luther King quotes today's passage saying, We are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Our challenge today is to avoid complacent, comfortable Christianity which misses God's heart and to be satisfied with nothing less than his kingdom here on earth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word which comes to us as a two-edged sword, comforting us and challenging us in equal measure. We thank you for the example of Jesus showing us how to live out these challenges in practice through the way he treated others. We pray that you'll help us this week to worship you in spirit and in truth, and as we do so, to bring your kingdom here on earth. We pray for justice and fairness to increase, and Lord, to heal our broken land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Tune in again tomorrow to hear what Sheena Conroy has to say to us.